Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Bay Area's gig economy could end up being heavily affected by the state Supreme Court's ruling that limits businesses from classifying workers as independent contractors. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our Chronicle insider, Phil Matier. Phil, companies were happy with the situation because in many cases, it eliminated benefits. They didn't have to pay for benefits anymore. So what kind of an impact is this going to have?
Well, if you look at the difference between benefits and non-benefit workers, you're talking about 20-30% cost difference. It's just cheaper to go without the benefits usually assigned, overtime, sick pay, various things like that. You know, the whole gig economy was based on the concept of you work with us rather than for us. The Ubers, the Lyfts, the emerging delivery systems where you go out in your car and you get on an app and you pick up and drop off customers, say. And this changes that. They say, yes, you, because the companies, the gig, have been saying, you work with us. We provide the app and we handle the money and you get the pay, but you're an independent contractor. This says that, no, if that's what you do, if Uber is in the cab business and you're a cabbie, you're not working with them, you're working for them, especially if they're calling the shots.
So, Phil, the real story here, of course, is that these companies have gotten big. Let's just pick Uber and Lyft because they're the obvious examples. But there are lots and lots and lots of others funded by venture capital money, people who think someday these will be really big trillion or multi-billion dollar companies. This is all called into question if the courts say you have to treat the people who work for you the same way Intercom Communications treats the people who work in this building.
Exactly. And the whole emergence of these tech companies, whether it be those that you've talked about or even others, was based on the idea that innovation trumps these sort of old rules. And the idea, we're moving fast, we're providing jobs, we're creating jobs. Now, they might not be the greatest of jobs in the long run, and they might be part-time, something you could do outside. There's a lot of sales points to it, Stan, but you're right. This changes the entire business model. Just like regulations on where and how you can drive these things change the business model. The business model was built on the idea that we move fast and we do it our way. But eventually, you know, the bureaucracy and the legal system may be the tortoise in the race, but eventually it does catch up on you and it can bite you in the backside. Now, where it goes from here is up for conjecture. We're going to have different readings on this. For example, this was based on this court case was based on a case where drivers for a company woke up one morning and found themselves reclassified as contract workers. Now, going forward, a couple of options are out there. One is changes of the business model, but there's another one. In New York City, there was a company called Handy, which basically was an app where you could call anybody from cleaning your house to picking you up, and they provided that service. And they have gone to the state legislature to start moving to reclassify the workers. So in other words, one of the options out there could be to change the law. And that's going to be interesting because these emerging things, as you talk about, lots of money. Lots of cash, lots of power, political. This might wind up being played out in the halls of Sacramento.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.